This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. It's any driver's nightmare. Your car is totaled or stolen. Then to top it off, your insurance company makes a lower offer than you'd hope to settle your claim. Now the Massachusetts Division of Insurance has agreed to investigate whether some of those insurance payouts are based on faulty appraisals. WBUR's Callum Borchers broke the news of this investigation on our website this morning and joins us now to tell us more. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start here, if you would. How did you find out about this investigation, and what can you tell us about it?
I found out about it from a company called Source One Financial in Norwell. It's a company that makes car loans, and its chief financial officer, Michael Parsons, is the one who filed the complaint with the Division of Insurance. Parsons says that his clients and other drivers are routinely getting shortchanged by hundreds or even thousands of dollars on vehicles declared total losses. Parsons says that's because insurance companies are relying on lowball appraisals of the vehicles.
100-plus total vehicle analyses that Source One has done over the course of the last 2 years. On average, my consumers are losing $2,000 as is compared to what they should get and what they did get from the insurance companies.
Parsons says the problem here is that many leading insurance companies in Massachusetts and other states are using appraisals by a Chicago-based firm called CCC Information Services, and he believes the company's estimates are unfair. That's what he's asked the Massachusetts Division of Insurance to investigate.
So, Cal, why is Parsons going public about this?
Well, he filed with insurance regulators back in August, and he says he's going public because he's frustrated by what he considers a slow response. And he also says his company has a financial interest in seeing his clients receive larger payouts.
My company fights for the benefit of consumers to get the most money. Hence, we get fully paid as well. So I'm not suggesting it's altruistic.
We know from emails that Parsons has shared with us that the Division of Insurance has asked Source One for supporting documents, but the status of the investigation is unclear because regulators declined my interview requests.
So, Cal, how do appraisals work from that company, CCC, and what's in supporting documents to suggest that something might be wrong with them?
So the appraisals are supposed to estimate what a car was worth before being totaled or stolen, and that helps determine how much an insurance company has to pay to cover the cost of a replacement car. So what CCC does is it searches dealer inventories for similar used vehicles, the same year, make, and model, and CCC uses the prices it finds as reference points, but it adjusts those prices up or down, weighing factors like whether the car had more options, miles, or wear and tear.
Do you have a specific example?
Yeah, Parsons shared one that really stands out. So the car is a Ford Explorer, and it was stolen from a man in Everett last year. In documents from CCC, the replacement value is cut by almost $4,000, and the company cited numerous leaks in the transmission, significant dirt and grease in the engine compartment, tears, holes, and burn marks on the seats. But what's suspicious about that is the car was never recovered, so it's unclear how a CCC appraiser could possibly have made such detailed observations about its condition. CCC tells me it's not aware of an investigation by the Division of Insurance and declined an interview request.
Has anyone else complained about CCC appraisals?
Yes. In Illinois and Nevada, insurance companies have settled class action lawsuits brought by consumers who said they were shortchanged because of CCC appraisals. And similar suits are pending in federal courts in Florida, Washington, and Louisiana. I spoke with John DeStefano. He's an attorney for the plaintiff in the Washington case.
This issue is not strictly a local one in Massachusetts. It's one we're seeing more broadly. And, you know, what all these cases have in common is that we see insurance companies shortchanging consumers at their most vulnerable moment when they're in a wreck and they need cash to get a replacement vehicle and get back on the road.
I requested interviews with a handful of insurance companies that rely on CCC appraisals, including Commerce, Geico, and Liberty Mutual, but none agreed to talk about it.
But appraisals are, by their nature, somewhat subjective. So is there a better alternative?
Yeah, it's true that human judgment is part of any appraisal, and so the alternative would be to just use straightforward sales data. There is a publicly available valuation tool that's maintained by the National Automobile Dealers Association. You just punch in all the details about the car, the zip code, and NEDA will estimate the car's value based on recent used car sales in the area. But one argument against that method is it's not as precise as a first-hand inspection that accounts for every dent and coffee spill.
So what's next then in the State Division of Insurance investigation into these allegations of unfair vehicle payouts?
Well, again, we don't know how far along that investigation is. You know, an official at the agency told Parsons in an email that its reviews can take several months. I do think, Bob, that one big takeaway here for drivers is that if you do total your car, the offer you get from your insurance company isn't set in stone. You know, if you see something in the appraisal that looks wrong, you can challenge it. If you remember that stolen Ford Explorer I mentioned earlier, Source 1 called the driver's insurance company on his behalf and said the deductions couldn't be right because the car wasn't recovered and therefore couldn't be inspected. And the insurance company did raise its settlement offer by about $2,800.
WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers, thanks a lot.
Great to be with you, Bob.